gin right over there in that little town. Well, now, it's not a gin from the Mississippi River to the Mississippi line. Not a gin that I know of. There's some across the river, but it's not an acre of cotton planted in this parish. Now, they just quit. Well, you know, the black people not working anymore. You know, they're being on the welfare or something, and they just simply not working anymore. And naturally, you had to have labor to raise cotton.
Yeah.
And sharecroppers, that's what I used mostly. When I was farming here, I had a little over 400 acres, and I usually had some 4 to 6 families on it. Yeah, well, now it just kept getting worse and worse, and finally got down one, and finally none. And so then I was trying to raise cattle and so forth, and got down the back, and I just rented my place to build on and sold my cattle. And that's why I just quit. I wasn't able to work. And
I was just talking with the old tenant farmer, black tenant farmer over there. Grover, you know.
Yes, sir, I know him well. Yeah, Grover over yonder. That's right. Well,
but now, when you were coming up, can you tell me first a little about your family?
Yes, sir, I can. When we were coming up, as I said, my dad owned a place about 400 acres, a little over 400 acres, and he had usually 3 or 4 black families and us. And we went to school, but on Friday night, you know, as I said, a dollar was very scarce in those days.
Mm-hmm.
We hunted. Coon hides, you get $2.50 or $3. Is this interesting now?
Yeah. Let me run and get some tobacco. I'm going to get a few, if you don't mind.
Good. I chew myself. Here's some.
Okay, I'll try yours.
Yes.
I got some red horse, huh? I ain't never tried
that's
that.
That's right. And so on Friday night, during the winter time, we'd go coon hunting. And we'd, of course, that money would be for us. You know, that'd be our spending money, coon hunting money.
Mm-hmm.
And
was your daddy born here?
He raised that over in St. Lena. That's where he was raised. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me about your dad. Was he a farmer?
That's all he knew. And that's why he worked. In those days, we worked. It wasn't many people worked as hard as we did. It was 7 of us boys. Of course, some of them were small, you know, naturally. But we worked. We went to the field at sunup, and we came out at 12. We went back at 1, and we came out at sundown. Well, you couldn't, I think people would starve to death before they'd do that now. But
mm-hmm.
And then cotton picking time, now I couldn't pick cotton. I just naturally couldn't pick it. Well, we lived 12 miles from the railroad. So I would, in other words, when a nigger would get a bale of cotton ready to carry the railroad, well, I would carry it for him, and he'd pick cotton in my place. And so in 29 days, I had put 30 bales of cotton at Norwood, that's where I carried it. But I'd carry a bale and come back, and they'd load the wagon, I'd change clothes, prop change clothes, and get something to eat, go right back.
Yep.
And I was on the road all the time. But I put 30 bales there in 29 working days in Norwood, but I stayed on the road for all the time.
Yeah, I see that, Norwood.
Yes.
Is that on the railroad?
That's right, railroad, yes.
What railroad's that?
Well, it used to be YMV, and now I believe it's Illinois Central now. I believe that's what it is now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was up in Woodville, and there's an old railroad goes through Woodville, a real old one.
Yes. Well, after we come home from school, we worked until Saturday dinner. And after Saturday dinner, well, then we went fishing. We lived right on the creek, a good big creek up there. And that's where we'd fish and set our hooks on Saturday evening and go back to them Sunday. And lots of times go to church Sunday. A lot of times we didn't.
What denomination are you?
Methodist.
I'm Methodist, too.
Yeah, good.
Did you know Emory's a Methodist school? That's where I go to school.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. Yes.
Yeah, we're Methodist. My old family's been Methodist a long time.
And